Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever felt that education is almost impossible to get right when it comes to predicting the future? The first time I read the World Economic Forum's 2025 Future of Jobs report, I stopped for a moment, but I was genuinely pleased. That report surveyed more than 1,000 global employers, covering 14 million workers, and identified the core skills most in demand by 2030. As I looked through that list, a strange sense of familiarity came over me, because those skills mapped almost directly onto the capabilities I had watched children develop, one by one through real-world tasks over the past decade. Let me be clear, I am not a prophet. 10 years ago, I had never read a single future skills report, and I was certainly not designing curriculum against any such checklist. So what is genuinely interesting is not that I got it right, but why I got it right. The answer is not mysterious. Analytical thinking, resilience, leadership and collaboration, creative thinking, none of these can be learned by memorizing answers. Real tasks bring together all the conditions necessary for these capacities to grow. Real problems, real setbacks, real teams, real constraints. And the report makes a critical distinction that is worth noting. Skills like literacy and numeracy carry a high risk of AI substitution, while capabilities involving nuanced understanding and complex problem-solving face far more limited displacement. That is precisely the territory that real tasks cultivate. So what I want to say is not that following my approach guarantees success. It is this: when children encounter the real world, what grows in them is a foundational capacity that holds its value across generations.